Thank you very much. I am going to somewhat redundantly introduce myself with and my poetry and one or two of the notions about poetry which I propose to talk about this evening with two short poems. They are two portraits, and they are the only two poems that I'll be reading this evening which are of any great antiquity. I wrote them quite some time ago. Most of the poems, all the rest of them, are quite recent. As well as introducing what I have said, they also introduce the kind of person whom I most admire. The simple, positive kind of person who is laboring, as we all labor, under Adam's curse, the necessity to earn our keep and to live out our lives under the curse of toil, and yet who do so in a selfless way, in a positive way, which for me shows that they are the custodians of the meaning of human existence. The first poem is called The Laundress, and the figure in the laundress is one with which you are familiar from countless pictures of Dutch or Flemish interiors, a domestic scene with the kitchen on show, the various utensils, the dog quietly scratching itself in the corner. Well, an implication of something vast and timeless is at the same time brooding over the picture. The laundress. Her chair drawn to the door, a basket at her feet, she sat against the sun and stitched a linen sheet. Over harrowed Flanders, August moved the wheat. Poplars sharing the wind with Saxony and France dreamed at her gate, soared in a summer trance. A cluck in the cobbled yard, a shadow changed its stance. As a fish disturbs the pond and sinks without a stain, the heels of ripeness fluttered under her apron. Then her heart grew strained and light as the shell that shields the grain. Bluntly through the doorway she stared at shed and farm, at yellow fields unstitching about the hoarded germ, at land that would spread white when she had reached her term. The sower plumps his acre, Flanders turns to the heat, the winds of heaven winnow, and the wheels grind the wheat. She searched in her basket and fixed her ruffled sheet.